So there's a whole category in the Abhidharma of mental states that are called afflictive. So they're painful to experience, but they're beneficial in the long run. And it might be worth pondering what they might be. Because Vasubandhu is asking us really to acknowledge that we can have pain, there can be unpleasantness going on, while knowing that something important is happening. We can bear it. Now, I just think, I'm talking to women here. Women know about physical pain, whether it's periods or childbirth. Sort of physical pain, certainly. And some of us on this retreat have been talking about the unexpected things that have arisen and that we've experienced from emotional pain, the emotional pain of loss and bereavement particularly. And some of the mysterious gifts, really, that we could never have anticipated arising out of that. Naturally, we have a habitual response to pain, to dampen it down, fix it, control it, lessen it, cover it up, feel less, go vague. The spiritual life is a process of feeling, in many ways, and turning towards that, isn't it? Seeing more deeply what's there. Seeing it doesn't have to be feared. Moving towards clarity and fellow feeling. Towards wisdom and compassion. And it can happen in little ways. And remember, if they have an effect, they're not little, those ways. It just seems to me what Vasubandhu is asking us to do and what the Dharma is asking us to do is very, very grown up. It's very, very grown up to have the stamina and the staying power to stay present and see things all the way through. Pain and the passing of pain, pleasure and the passing of pleasure, life and the passing of life. And within this, we just need to remember death can come without warning. So that being the case, what matters is how we are now. Now. And how much we have clarified those strong unconscious tendencies that we have. Those forces that push us and drive us around. So this second matters. There's a free choice in every moment. That's the truth of impermanence. So let go. Let go of being bound to what you've been. I was remembering Bhante, I think he must have said this rather than written it down, but I was remembering him talking about the characteristics of the true individual and sort of, yes, there's responsibility and reliability, but he also mentioned unpredictability, which he quite, you know, he clearly relished this kind of thing, and the unpredictable. Not in the sense of unreliable, but in the sense of letting yourself be free from who you have been. Letting yourself have the freedom to change. You don't have to only be the sum of all you've been up till now. You can let shifts happen within you. You can let something happen that you couldn't have imagined or that you'd never thought you could do. So letting your views shift, not remaining fixed by old views. So this factor is asking us to let go of reactivity into the space, sometimes the humbling space, that creativity can emerge out of. So the fifth factor, one may contemplate thus, my body's actions are so blanketed by ignorance that I constantly create evil karmic deeds and continue on with the cycle of rebirths in the six destinies. Hence it may be on account of recognising that there is no benefit in such a circumstance that the Bodhi resolve is generated. So all of these points under this second factor are occupied with thinking about the effect on ourselves of unskillfulness, of the things he's talked about. The next factor will extend that out to other beings. But this factor isn't just a repetition of the first one. It opens up this sort of vista of just how long and just how far actions born out of ignorance can affect us. Blanketed by ignorance, he says. It's like a duvet or a fog wrapping us up, keeping us away from the clean air so we can't see what we're doing. It might seem protective, but it just smothers our potential. In a way, this is the kind of backstory to the first factor, the first of these factors I'm talking about. It's not only that we've got a body made up of skandhas and elements that are vulnerable to being misled into unskillfulness. It's recognising that in the Buddhist perspective, that has gone on for lifetimes and taken us to many wretched states of mind and being. And it's set to go on through more lifetimes and through more destinies, as it puts it. It's an interesting word. Unless we take it on, unless we change. And as he says, unless we realise there is no benefit in such a circumstance. This reminded me of another little verse from the Buddha, where he says, beings who arise in this world are ever deluded. They are like bees trapped in a vase, circling